From the BBC, this is Radio Leeds. Peter Levy in conversation on BBC Radio Leeds.
Yes, thanks for your company this Friday afternoon. My special guest joining me on Real Lives today is actor Peter Sellers. We're going through his life. We're up to at RADA, leaving RADA. Did leaving and not working actually scare you or not?
Well, no, because I got a job immediately. So I went straight from RADA into a company that was... The producer, director, was a man called Basil Dean, who was a great figure in the theatre. And it was a production of A School for Scandal with, believe it or not, Evelyn Leigh as Lady Teazle. Mm-hmm. And we opened the Bath Festival. It was the first Bath Festival, 1948. That was the play that did it. I mean, opened it at the Theatre Royal Bath, a beautiful, beautiful theatre.
You've always been in work. I mean, not taking anything away from your talents and everything, but I mean, for an actor, that is so rare, isn't it?
Well, I think it depends a little bit on your attitude. I've never been ambitious. I never had any thoughts about really where I was going to get or what I was going to do.
When you were younger?
Well, physically, I knew quite well that there was no likelihood of me playing Hamlet. there was no likelihood of my playing Hamlet, and a precious little chance of me playing King Lear at the other end of my life, because I'm just not a leading man.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just what I've said.
Why not? Some people would say, well, why not? He's a very talented, fine actor. Why not?
Yes, well, I know a few actors who are going to be nameless, who are going around at the moment, who are playing parts like Hamlet and leading parts and so on, and in my opinion, they shouldn't be. And it has a lot to do with the natural... persona, whatever you like to call it, of the person. I can go to the other extreme and talk about Sir John Gielgud. Mm. Now, you see, Sir John Gielgud, as you know, cannot play dustman. And when he played a dustman, when he was doing Sherlock Holmes to Sir Ralph's Watson, he came in, I knocked on the door and said, "I brought the coals, Governor." and to which Richardson replied, "My dear Holmes, I would never have recognised you." You know, well, there it is, dear old John. He couldn't play a dustman to save his life, and any more than I can play princes. Oh. There we are.
Are drama schools taking on and churning out some people who simply haven't got what it takes then and won't be able to make it work for themselves?
Oh, well, I won't go so far as to say that, no. But obviously a lot of people do fall by the wayside. I mean, I mustn't be so modest as to say, you know, you don't need any talent at all. All I really mean is that in my case, I took anything that was coming. And once in a while, in the early stages, I got, you know, a nice part to play. But most of the time it was a sort of a supporting role and that sort of thing. And consequently, it was really quite a long time before I began to a good living wage. I mean, I was working, but, you know, even in those days, 8, 10, 11 pounds a week wasn't the sort of thing that you could really bring up a family on. Mm.
The thing is that you've done as much TV as theatre and films. You've done everything, really. Both very different, obviously. Your first TV was actually from Ali Pally, wasn't it?
Yes. I was at RADA, and a lovely man called Robert Atkins, who used, when he was alive, principally, to run the Regent's Park open-air theatre. And he I may say the stories about him are legendary, and I can't do them because I can't do his voice. But anyway, he was going to direct on television four scenes from Shakespeare and with students. And so he came to RADA, and with the help of Michael Barry, who was the BBC television producer, they put together this programme. And there were four scenes, and I played Sir Toby Belch in Twelfth Night in one of them. And that was my first encounter with the television cameras, which were, of course, then about the size of this room I'm in.
That's right, yes, and just as heavy. Moving on a bit, I mean, there isn't much as much drama on television now as there was in your earlier days, which is a great shame. I mean, I was reminded of this when I was reading that you'd done some BBC plays for Today. I mean, that was a great showcase, wasn't it? Sadly missed, I would have thought, don't you?
Oh, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I'm sure that they could give me every, you know, good financial reasons, but I really don't know why, for instance, the half-hour drama play has disappeared. It produced so many good writers and so many good scripts, and of course you got a different story and a different cast every week, and it only lasted half an hour. Why we can't do anything like that now, I really don't know. It's obviously to do with money and what they think the public want, but my experience of the public is that they don't actually really know what they want. They just follow the crowd, you know.
But presumably a programme like that wouldn't pull in big enough audiences. That's why they've disappeared.
Well, I wouldn't mind betting. Dear, oh dear. You see, we're talking about quality. The BBC is not really supposed to listen to this conversation because the BBC is not supposed to be doing it for the ratings. It's supposed to be providing a quality programme. You turn to ITV, theoretically, if you want the ratings. But, of course, what happens in practice is, yes, the BBC and ITV compete madly. I mean, I was intrigued. I was looking at an old diary of mine the other day, 1984, I listed the days that they showed Last of the Summer Wine, you know, every Sunday or whatever was. We were getting audiences then of 18 million, 16 million, 17 million every Sunday for Last of the Summer Wine. But that sort of thing has faded away. Now, if you get 18 million, the only programme that's likely to get it is EastEnders on the BBC One system. And it's interesting because I know probably you will mention Summer Wine in a minute, but I mean, it is interesting because our ratings have dropped down from those giddy heights. I mean, there was one point when we actually topped the ratings for the BBC and did it more than once. And nobody could call Summer Wine, how shall I say, even in its zenith, a really... You know, I mean, was it popular? It must have been.
Of course.
But it isn't, I mean, you could compare that easily with the sort of half-hour programmes that I did. I did one Willis Hall wrote called The Railwayman's Best Clothes, New Clothes, Railwayman's New Clothes. It was a lovely play. It was funny. It had a cast of five, so it was cheap. And it had a beginning, a middle, and an end. So there we are. I mustn't go on.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't we have your second piece of music, and then we'll have a word about Summer Wine after that, and bring us up to date. We're going to have some Beethoven now. Is that okay by you?
Yeah. Mm.